And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Welcome to another day, and welcome to As the Sun Sets. And with me in the studio, my good friend and my brother, Brother Moses. How are you, Moses?
Good evening, Father. How are you?
Nice to have you with us again today.
Thank you very much.
You're learning all sorts of things about broadcasting.
Yes, knowing how to touch the buttons and go about the news.
Wonderful. Anyway, good to have you with us again and praying the evening prayer of the church.
Pleasure.
But it's lovely to be with you at the end of the day, and I hope you've had a lovely day. And as we come to the end of the day, time just to settle down. If you're driving home, drive carefully. Let us accompany you home as we pray the beautiful Psalms of the Church and reflect on the Scriptures. On this Wednesday evening, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
How worship the Lord, for we are His people, the flock that He shepherds. So come and worship.
How wonderful is this knowledge of yours that you have shown me, Lord.
O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you.
Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you besiege me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me, this knowledge, too high beyond my reach.
Oh, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. And if I lie in the grave, you are there.
If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast.
And if I say, let the darkness hide me and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
How wonderful is this knowledge of yours that you have shown me, Lord.
I am the Lord who tests the mind and heart. I give each man what his conduct deserves.
For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation.
Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you. When I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depth of the earth.
Your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being.
To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like you.
Oh, search me, God, and know my heart. Oh, test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I am the Lord who tests the mind and heart, and I give each man what his conduct deserves.
All things were created in him, and he holds all things in being.
Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.
All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent.
For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
All things were created in him, and he holds all things in being.
Our gospel reading this evening is taken from the gospel according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered one of the villages, 10 lepers came to him, and they stood some way off. And they called to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." And when he saw them, Jesus said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now, as they were going away, they were cleansed. And finding himself cured, one of them turned back, praising God at the top of his voice, and he threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. And this made Jesus say, "But were not all 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they? It seems that no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner." And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel this evening highlights what I would like to think is a very important aspect of our lives, and that is, simply speaking, gratitude. Here we have Jesus who meets with these 10 lepers, and you know that in those days the lepers would have lived on the margins of society, they would have lived on the outskirts of the town because they would have been popularly known as unclean. In fact, they would walk along the road and they would ring a little bell, say, "Unclean, unclean," as they walked along. And the 10, not just one, 10 of them, because they were all together, and with leprosy had made no distinction between Jew and Samaritan. So amongst those lepers, there were Jews, there were Samaritans, there were all kinds of people, different tribes of people. It was leprosy that brought them together and kept them together. So the group approaches Jesus. Now, there already is something that is quite unheard of, that a group of lepers comes to Jesus, and amongst them, one of them is a Samaritan. So they come to Jesus and they shout at the top of their voice, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us. Take pity on us." That highlights already in this particular phrase, "take pity on us," one of those names that I like to give to God. God is the God of compassion. Pity seems to be such a superficial term in a way. But the word in Hebrew is chesed, which means a deep gut feeling that you have for somebody. When you love somebody deeply, it's not something superficial, but it's very deep. It goes right down into your gut, so to speak. So when these lepers, who were so discarded, marginalized, thrown out of society, they come to Jesus and they say, "Take pity on us. Please feel with us in the very depths of your being." And Jesus, of course, says to them, "Well, go and show yourselves to the priests." He doesn't take any credit himself. He says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they go off, all 10 are cleansed. But one comes back. One leper comes back. He's now cleansed, and he comes back and is restored to the community. This is what Jesus always does. When he heals people, he takes them out of the fringes of society, brings them back into the middle of the community. And here we have somebody who comes back into the community, strangely enough, back into the Jewish community, and this man happens to be a Samaritan who was hated by the Jews. So they're very strange happening that in the life of Jesus, that he cures all these lepers, and one comes back, and amongst those Jewish people, he comes back to say thank you. And Jesus then says, "Where are the other 9? Were they not all made clean?" And then notice what Jesus says. He says, were not all 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they? It seems that no one has come back to praise God. No one has come back to praise God except this foreigner. He wasn't only a leper, a hated person amongst the Jewish people. He was a foreigner. He comes back to say thank you. And then Jesus says, stand up now and go on your way. Your faith has saved you. So it was the Samaritan that comes back. And Jesus doesn't take all credit to himself. He diverts attention immediately and he says, this man has come back to praise God. He didn't come back to say, thank you to you, Jesus. I've come back to praise God for what God has done in my life. Now, I think we all need to have a similar gratitude and appreciation for what God has done in our lives. And we need to have uppermost in our minds the fact that everything that happens in our lives is always thanks to God. We come back to praise God, to say thank you to God for the things that happen to us in our lives. Sometimes we can have wonderful things happening to us in our lives and we feel very, very happy about it and so on. But do we really come back and say, in as many words, thank you, Lord, for what has happened in my life? It might be a tragedy that has just been avoided, and we say, wow, wasn't that incredible? I was going to turn in front of that car, and the car, I suddenly saw the car, and I say, thank goodness for that. Do we ever say thank you to the Lord for those moments of crisis in our lives? When something goes wrong in our lives, and then it all comes right, do we ever acknowledge and say, thank you, Lord, for being our guide, being with me in these moments of crisis? Today's gospel really encourages us to be grateful, because there are so many times when we are not grateful for the things that happen in our lives. Do we ever say thank you to the Lord, for example, for our health? Do we ever thank the Lord for the fact that we can see and hear? We take our senses for granted. We take for granted that we can taste lovely things. Oh, wasn't that a beautiful meal we had today? And sometimes we forget to say, well, that gift of taste is a gift from God. Thank you, Lord. Do we ever thank the Lord for the sun, for the very air that we breathe? Do we thank the Lord for those who give us encouragement and those who walk with us as we go through life? Do we thank the Lord for moments of inspiration when we can sit and pray quietly? Do we thank the Lord for moments when we feel discarded? That we don't often do. We don't like those moments. Those moments when we felt like a leper. When we felt marginalized. We don't like those feelings. Those are, not nice feelings at all. But we can thank the Lord for those moments and simply say that those moments were moments which encouraged us to show our faith and our trust in God. Those were blessings in disguise. So do we thank the Lord for all the things that happened to us in our lives, for our work, for your husband, your wife, your children, for your brothers in religious life, or your sisters in religious life, for your brother bishops who give you encouragement, especially in times of difficulty and darkness, when things go wrong in your diocese. I know there are some bishops who always listen to this prayer, to this evening prayer. When things don't go right and you can share it in your collegial concerns, for example, and your brother bishops can give you encouragement. Sometimes when you feel rejected, when a leader in the church, whether you be a bishop or a parish priest, and you're rejected by your people because of a particular stance you've taken. Those are moments of grace, moments when we can really turn to the Lord and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for just being there. Recently, I told a little story in my morning program about footprints in the sand, and somebody phoned me afterwards and said, you know, Father, that was a really lovely story. footprints in the sand. We were originally two sets of footprints, mine and the Lord's, and eventually there was only one set, and I wondered what happened to the Lord. And the Lord said, "But it's in those moments where you saw one set of footprints, it was I who was carrying you." So can we thank the Lord, really? Thank the Lord for the many things that happen to us in life, the friends that we can turn to. In fact, do we thank the Lord that at moments throughout our day, maybe especially at night, we can just sit quietly for a while and not say a whole lot of prayers, but simply say, "Thank you, Lord, for the day, and thank you for the challenges, for the joys and the sorrows, and for all the things that have happened to us today." So many things that we should be grateful for, and we're not. And sometimes I think we need to be grateful for the very ordinary things that come to us in our lives. So those are the few thoughts I leave with you this evening. Let's think about that and be prepared always to say thank you to the Lord.
Guard us, Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Guard us, Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us in the shadow of your wings.
Guard us, Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Guard us, Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Show the power of your arm, Lord. Put down the proud and exalt the lowly.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Show the power of your arm, Lord. Put down the proud and exalt the lowly.
Now let us ask the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name, to send the Spirit of his Son into our hearts as we pray.
Lord, in your mercy hear our prayer.
O Lord, the Creator and Redeemer of all humankind, we humbly pray for all people of every race in every kind of need.
Make your ways known to them and reveal your salvation to all nations.
And may the whole church be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit.
Let all who call themselves Christians be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit.
We commend to your fatherly goodness all who are afflicted or distressed.
Comfort and relieve them according to their needs, and grant them the love and consolation of your Spirit.
And Father, give us a place of life and rest to those who have died in your peace.
May we share with them in the glory of Jesus Christ, who died to save us all.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Remember your people, Lord, and show them mercy, as you satisfy the hungry with food from heaven, enrich our poverty from your abundance, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you from all evil, and bring you to everlasting life.
Amen.
I'm coming home. Well, I hope some of you are home already with your wonderful wives or husbands or families and friends and children. Lovely to be with you. Thank you for sharing this time with me and with Brother Moses. We've prayed the evening prayer of the church, reflected on Scripture. Time for me to go now, and I wish you a very wonderful and relaxing Wednesday evening. From myself, Father Emil, and
Moses,
good night and God bless.